One, two, three, four, five, six. Run, runner, run, runner. Going faster, miles an hour. Gonna drive past the stop and shop with the radio on. I'm in love with
Massachusetts. So as we swing into 2016 and we continue here with Kate on the road, and we're talking about traveling and taking the show on the road, you know, it's nothing better than to dream about a place where you really want to go, start thinking about it, and then just boom, let's make it the destination for 2016. So what are some of the hot travel destinations for next year? Russell Hannon joins us, and he's fantastic. You got to check him out at breakthetravelbarrier.com. He is the ultra economical travel expert, and indeed he has earned that title for sure. Russell, great to have you back on the program.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about the destinations. Give me the top five. What's number one, do you think, on the list?
Well, you know what? There's a few destinations that historically haven't been very accessible until this year, and these are expected to be some big hotspots. First, one you may not have heard much of is St. Helena Island. So this is where Napoleon Bonaparte was first sent into exile, and they're going to be opening their first airport in 2016. It's a little 10-by-5-mile island, which is about 5.5 days at sea to get to from Cape Town. So this is in the middle of the South Atlantic between Brazil and Africa. There's less than 5,000 people living on the island, and some of the hot destinations there are supposed to be the Bonaparte's last residence, which is known as Longwood House, the tomb that he was originally put in, and I hear the stargazing is unbelievable because you've got no light pollution in that area at all.
Wow, you made me interested in going there. And another place I know that's hot, and I've heard a lot of my friends talk about it, is Cuba. Is that affordable?
Well, you know what? This is another place where it's like a time warp going there. And actually, if you're visiting Cuba, you're probably going to be using a Cuban convertible pesos, which actually trade at par with the U.S. dollar. So really depends. If you go to the tourist destinations, and there's been other countries where people have been visiting there for a while, you can expect to pay more. But if you do immerse yourself into some of the local excursions, you can get by there on an awful lot less. And really, it's like a time warp when you go to Cuba. One of the unique places in the world where you go there and you see all the cars from the 50s, but with trade opening up and companies like Carnival Cruises starting cruises there in May 2016, it won't be that way for long. So I recommend going there sooner as opposed to later.
All right, so check out the cruise idea. Rio. Rio's a big destination because I would imagine World Cup and Olympics, but is it really affordable?
You know what? It is coming off a gap year between the World Cup and the Olympics. There, one U.S. dollar will give you about 4 Brazilian reals, is basically the currency there. Now, there's a myth that Olympic host cities are always expensive the year that they host an Olympic, but that's really a myth. If you actually go in the months leading up to the Olympics or afterward, and especially the fact that they have all the infrastructure from the World Cup and such, you can go there for significantly less than what it would cost you to try to go during the Olympics. So I recommend going before or after.
All right, so that's good advice. And we're talking with Russell Hannon. You can check him out at breakthetravelbarrier.com, a guest here on Kate on the Road. How about Botswana? You sent me a list and you had that on the list. I was so surprised.
Well, you know what? This is one that actually Lonely Planet, every year they come out with a list of their top must-see destinations. And number one on the list for 2016 is Botswana. Now, starting in 2016, another one that hasn't been very accessible is they're starting direct international flights directly there for the first time in 2016. And it is known for some of the greatest safaris on Earth. From big herds of elephants to antelopes, they basically look like deer with the horns going straight up that have rings on the horns, to wild African dogs. And so when you go there, just real, real fascinating safaris. So also your dollar will really take you far there. Botswana's on the Pula, and there's about an 11-to-1 ratio where one U.S. dollar will give you about 11 Pulas in Botswana.
Pulas. I love that. Pulas. How about this? You also sent me this because, as you said, Lonely Planet, that's a great tip. It's a good place to look. Estonia. Oh, wow. Tell me about Estonia.
Well, you know what? This one surprised me as well, actually. And Lonely Planet ranked this as their best valuable destination for 2016. So really, the big things, when you think of Estonia, think of these enchanting forests that you often see in the movies, like when you see these fairy tale fantasy movies and such. Really, that's what it's known for. There's some Baltic islands. The capital is Tallinn in Estonia. So the U.S. dollar will give you about 14 Estonian kroons. So, again, another place where you can really stretch your dollar. And the U.S. dollar is trading relatively high internationally, so this is shaping up to be a good year, 2016, to travel abroad.
All right, I love it. And we got a great giveaway that Russell has so graciously thrown in this direction. We're going to tell you about that coming up a little bit later. Russell Hannon, again, go to breakthetravelbarrier.com. Great information. He is the ultra economical travel expert. Russell, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And Russell left a present behind. Check this out. Email me right now. Email me right now at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or delaneymediagroup@live.com, delaneymediagroup@live.com. And check this out. Answer this question. Which actress swapped homes with Cameron Diaz in the movie The Holiday? Which actress swapped homes with Cameron Diaz in the movie The Holiday? So here's what the scoop is. You answer this question correctly, and you're the first email in with the correct answer, you will win a free one-year membership with homeexchange.com. It's actually the website featured in that movie, The Holiday, with Cameron Diaz. And the value of it is estimated to be about $150. That movie was so cool. I saw that movie, and Home Exchange is, in case you don't know, is one of these places where it's a home exchange. So think about it. You want to go somewhere and you think, ooh, I don't know, I've got a big family, or I can't afford hotel rooms for however long. And if you stay in a home, you can cook meals. You know, that's like when I went to Maui. That made Maui much more affordable because we weren't eating at all these crazy hotels every single day where hamburgers were $20. And they have awesome places where they have these homes. If you go to homeexchange.com, I was just there, and you look at the sites that they have. I mean, really, you could go to South America. There's various places in the U.S., Australia. Really, really cool. So I started to look at this, and I thought, there's 65,000 homes in 150 countries. I can't look at this anymore. It's just too exciting.